Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Time for us to catch up with sport across the Limestone Coast. Milo is with me in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good morning, you. And of course, we're in the transition zone between summer sport and we're heading towards most grand finals this weekend and then into the winter games. And that means footy and netty, of course. And the SNFL will be back again. I know they're at Reedy Park School tonight with the opportunity for disability athletes to try out for footy. But they will be up at Narrowcourt High School on Monday for the Indigenous and Multicultural Talent Selection Trials. So that's for under 15 male players. Full details and registration, SNFL website and Facebook. Anyone that's interested there. And I think that leads to a state team and maybe a national carnival. So all go on all levels with the SNFL. Now, still with footy, of course, Clint Gallio, ex-Millicent Premiership coach, he's heading to a grand final on Saturday for Southern District's Crocs in the Northern Territory Football League Premier League. Well, this week earlier, he was runner-up in the Best and Fairest medal up there. He polled 17 votes to the winner with 20, and pretty good effort. He played 11 games. He missed 7 with injury. In the official best players, he was only named 4 times, but the umpires obviously loved his rough, tough, in-and-under-ball getting style. So let's hope he can cap it off with the grand final, Clint, up there on Saturday. And you can watch that on NITV 34. Now, the women's footy heading towards the finals fairly quickly. Veolia Limestone Coast women's version. Now it's round 6, another split round of 8 rounds. Glencoe this weekend will have Sunday precisely. It'll be Westport versus South, Clangadoo versus East, and Glencoe versus the outright undefeated on top of the ladder reigning premiers, Kybie Bowlite, and then the other games at Panola, Mundulla versus Caston Sanford and Panola versus Millicent. Bit of interest in the goal kicking there. 3 rounds to go. Elisa Borland from Clangadoo, 14 goals, leads the way. Bag a 7 on. Stand to be corrected, but I reckon that might be a record in the seasons that the comp's been going. Right up there is Christy Rowe from Millicent with 12, but she has a bye coming up, so that might hurt her chances. And Neve Delaney, who's also representing and having a go at state level from East Gambier, she's on 11 goals and 10 goals apiece. Ella Little, Millicent, and Hayley Sellers from Kybie Bowlite. Now, tomorrow night, the new West Gambier unit will be on show at Mulseed Park, and they've recruited very well in the off-season. They're going to clash with the Port Mac Demons, and they have a new coach, non-playing Bo Harris, ex-Knivelly All United and Melbourne Amateurs player, who recently was assistant coach at North Gambier. All starts at 5:30, fully catered for, so if you want to have a little look at the Bay and West Gambier, and be interested to see how they work out the clash Guernseys there. Now, the other one, bit of basketball. Congratulations to the Junior Lakers. Div 1 under-18 men, coached by Matty Burkfield, won the carnival in Adelaide. Special mention, Ollie Thompson, who took his game to the next level with 21 points in the grand final. Division 1 women as well in the under-18s. Well done, Brian Green and the troop there. And in the under-14, Div 4 boys, coached by Kim Hammond, they took the glory as well. And a big tick over there as well to Millicent Magic, winning the under-18 women in Division 2 and the under-14 girls in Div 5. Later on, we'll catch up with Beth Searle and talk South East Coast Basketball League. Preliminary finals tonight here in Millicent. And George Kidman will talk Hoggies Wines Barbershield Grand Final. Panola going back-to-back against North on the weekend at Fruit Park.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're talking South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we did have the first round of finals, and in the men, Ruse 80 accounted for Cougars 45, so they were in control. But the game that was obviously a bit of to and froing was Panthers 89, Bulldogs Red 75. Kyle Tippenny still around, hadn't headed to the sun yet, 32. Brad Rashton 25, while for the Bulldogs it was Luke Black. Good morning, Narrowcourt 23. So Bulldogs are right in it.
Oh, yes, they certainly were, and it was really only in the last, probably the last half of the last quarter that Panthers managed to skip away. I just want to go back to the Ruse-Cougars game, Milo. Cougars were really unlucky because Braden Uzi was down with an illness a 24-hour WOG, and he couldn't suit up. And, of course, that made a huge difference for Cougars. But well done, Ruse, by the same token.
Yeah, that's sport. That's the testing part of it. Now, the women, Panthers obviously forfeited the Cats, so Cats progress. And Cougars, 75, Tennille Gray, another sterling season, 24. They defeated Saints, 48. Youngster Matty Haggett, being consistent, 15. So Cougars just too good there, Beth.
Yes, too good. And Tennille Gray, is, by Tennille's standard, she's been a little bit quiet the last 2 or 3 weeks, but she certainly stepped up and led Cougars very, very well against Saints. And then Cougars must go into the grand final as fairly warm favourites to take out yet another title, Milo.
Well, stay on the women there because it'll be the local derby. It's 2-1 head-to-head. Saints holding that sway against the Cats. Will all happen tonight at Peter Seabone Stadium over there at Millicent Town. Who do you like, Beth?
Well, of course, it depends. I think that the Saints have got it on the board. However, you can't not favour the Cats, especially if one Olivia Fuller makes the trip home, Molly.
That's the mystery question. Now, in the men, Bulldogs Red versus Ruse, for what it's worth, Bulldogs hold sway 2-1 during the season. All happens at the Ice House tonight. A ticket to the grand final or the end of the season. Who do you like and can Bulldogs bounce back?
Well, without Lachlan Hunter, I don't think they can quite get over Ruse. There's far too much experience and smarts out there on the basketball court when you look at Matt Sutton and Kurt Russell together with the young guns. Brody Jolly has been in really good form. And I just think that Ruse will get that next step and be playing off in the grand final.
And the other one, Beth, a bit of a history maker on Saturday night, the Pioneers men and women will play their first game at home in the Premier League against the Southern Tigers. So I'd say we're going to have a packed house and good luck to everyone concerned.
Yes, that's right. And it is history making because it's the first time that the men and women have played in the Premier League of Basketball SA. And the great thing is there's been the members of the Lakers women of 1990, 20 years ago, they've been invited along as guests for the of the Pioneers for the night.
Only fitting. Beth, as always, thanks for your coverage and I'll catch you out there on Friday, Saturday night. I better get it right.
Yeah, I've got to, got to remember Saturday night, Milo.
I'm still in the Siebel days.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. It is cricket, Mount Gambier District Cricket, the GF. We're into the grand final, Hoggies Wines Barber Shield. Good morning, George Kidman.
Oh, good morning, Milo. Great to talk to you. Just what an exciting week. I'm on edge, but Barbershield Grand Final week, just a beautiful week of the year.
Yeah, we'll just recap those sudden death semi-finals. Firstly, a big tech to Mother Nature because you got to play because it wasn't looking good in the morning, but in the end, North far too good for South, and Declan Kenny 5 for 6, so that was a great effort by him.
Absolutely. Loves taking wickets in finals at Frew Park. Declan Kenny, much improved player, led the South East attack up there in the carnival for the South Australian Country Champs this year. 5 for 6, unbelievable. He took 6 for 14 in last year's grand final, loves taking wickets at Frew Park and will be a massive danger for the Panola side this week, that is for sure.
He peaks at the right time. Now, Panola set West a target of 189, they only got 75, and good all-round game. David Summerfield, 47, Lewis March, 43. And obviously Michael Waters 4 for 6. So it all got come together and Panola advance.
Yeah. Waters bowled beautifully on the Sunday, Milo. Probably the best he's bowled all year, but then finished his spell only after 4 or 5 overs with a bad neck. He woke up badly on Saturday morning and almost actually pulled out of the game. So Mick did well to get himself up and lead the attack on the Sunday. And by the time he'd had enough, the game was probably done. And remarkably, out of the two semi-finals, they were very, very similar matches. North and Panola both winning the toss and batting on day one and struggling to their total, so not flourishing with the bat and struggling to those mid to high 100 scores. And but then their bowling attacks able to rip through South and West respectively for 80 and 75 for comprehensive wins. And what we have is probably the appropriate grand final, Milo, on terms of how the year has gone. Panola and North have been a fair way in front, and this is going to be a terrific game of cricket.
a rematch of last year's grand final, which Penola broke the ice for many seasons without snaring one, gone through undefeated, looking for back-to-back. North have obviously built at the right time. They're used to playing at Frew Park at this stage. Now, what sort of pitch will the master, Gary Ashby, prepare?
I think it'll be very, very even. Interestingly, doesn't the weather look fantastic? Hopefully, the forecasters have got that right for, you know, high 20 degrees and blue skies. So I would be thinking, Milo, that by the Sunday afternoon, this pitch could take a little bit of turn. Gary's been taking a fair bit of grass off, and if it's dry, it could take a bit of spin. Both teams sort of have that spinning base covered with good spinners on both teams, so it would be interesting. I'd be thinking win the toss and bat would be Matt McInerney and Jace Bateman's first port of call, and we'll take the game from there. But the wicket, there'll be nothing wrong with the wicket. It'll be a great cricket pitch there at Frew Park.
Both sides have a group of players that can excel themselves and turn a game. So it's going to be a matter of who gets the most up on the day, I reckon, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams are full of match winners and have great depth. I think when you look at these two sides, they could play 10 matches and they'd probably win 5 each. I think it's going to be very, very evenly matched. North, obviously, with the pain of last year, and often that can help to with the motivation in this year's grand final. And Penola, well, we're just in uncharted territory, having had such a good season, and it'd be beautiful to finish it off. Obviously, playing in the game, you're going to have a little bit of bias there. But I'd encourage the Mount Gambier public to get down there and watch at Frew Park. The B-grade grand final will be at Scott Park, around there at East, and Penola versus Kalangadu in the B-grade grand final. And a big shout-out to the boys at Penola to have A and B-grade in the grand finals is a massive effort. I'm not sure the last time that happened. I'm sure it's happened numerous of times, but hasn't happened for a few years, Milo.
And, of course, tonight we won't forget individual awards presentation evening upstairs at the South Aussie. Obviously, Whitty Medal and obviously David Summerfield's the favourite there. But funny things happen. You've been in that situation where you've been the favourite and years gone by and got knocked off. And, of course, the under-21 Peter Marrott medal. So that'll be interesting as well. All in all, a big week of local cricket, George. Good luck to everybody. I hope that weather forecast is right. And as you said, if you want to watch some good country cricket, no better place in the sun or in the shade at Frew Park.
It'll be a ripping weekend. Two good teams going at it, and should be a great medal count tonight at the presentation night. So thanks for all your help, Milo, and we'll look forward to catching up next week.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.